This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Folks, don't miss this, okay? Lee, yesterday was such a historic day for so many reasons. It is truly a pivot point in history. If you listened to the last hour on trade, you'll understand why. We're going to do some more on that. I know there's so much today, but we cannot miss the significance of the trade situation today. But I want to pause to just point something out to you. Once a society is so far gone down the road to totalitarianism that it creates what are called political dissidents, in other words, those who are politically persecuted for being leaders in their particular sphere, those people are silenced. You look back through history, you almost never come out of that without shooting, without violence, without societal collapse, if you ever come out of it. China, I don't know if they'll ever come out of it. That kind of political repression, okay? It doesn't happen in human history. It doesn't happen in the world. Or if it does, basically the entire regime has to collapse. It's misery. A lot of people have to die. Once you get to that point, the government is powerful enough to censor Americans. And RFK was censored, Lee. But specifically, RFK was censored online via the FBI, which was just what they called the belly button. We know that from the Twitter files. That's fact. We also know that from Missouri v. Biden before the Supreme Court. Fact. Indisputable. No matter what the New York Times wants to lie and say, but then we know USAID pays them to do that. So we just disregard them, their owned media. But once you get to that point, you don't come back from it. RFK Jr. was censored by the Biden FDA on vaccines. And many other things, but primarily on that, wiped out and depersoned, not allowed to be seen as a human being on YouTube, deplatformed off Twitter, deplatformed off Facebook, or his posts were taken down, not allowed to speak. Who did that again? Well, we now know it was the FDA. Yesterday, you don't see this in human history. It gave me chills. Yesterday, RFK just became the boss at the FDA because the FDA is under Health and Human Services. He's their boss now. They deplatformed him and censored him like Soviet era thugs, and he's their boss now. Let that sink in. That doesn't happen. Understand the level of the miracle that is. And not a shot was fired, Lee.
Yeah.
Not a shot. Elon, you know, I did. Mitch McConnell got a little frothy in the mouth, but not a shot was fired. It was peaceful. It was a peaceful transition. He will walk in there. Now, can he take over? I don't know.
That's
they will rebel.
That's the question.
But, and we'll get to that battle and we'll have it and we'll talk about it. But this is step one. And these things don't happen in human history, but they have happened. And that is, to me, that is a gift from God. I mean, we as a family, we say our prayers every night. We pray for freedom. We pray for the protection of Donald Trump. We pray for America. We've been doing it for a year now. And I know many of you are praying too. And it felt like an answered prayer.
Well, that's what RFK Jr. said yesterday about this. In his statement there at the White House in the Oval Office with the president. And he said he'd been on his knees for 20 years praying for an opportunity to do something for the the health choices in America for children. And then in August of last year, the president contacted him and he said that was a gift from God.
Here's the other thing about RFK. Just take a moment to savor and enjoy, after all of the terrible things of recent years, what's going on here, okay? RFK currently has one heck of a lawsuit. He's got shovel going, but and that's what he does. He sues. His children's defense sues. He's in a bare knuckle fight, a FOIA fight with the FDA and with the CDC, okay? And it is over the COVID shot injuries to people during the trials. We have an absolute, I mean, the idea that you can hide shot trials, that's like just bizarre. If you were a company and you tried to hide the shot trial data from the government, they would come after you criminally for fraud, okay? Now you've got the government arguing we have a right to hide shot trial data as if it's like a CIA classified black ops.
Yeah, national security interest. Yeah.
Huh?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so you've got RFK right now is suing for, in a FOIA lawsuit, it's been going on since 2022, for batches of shot data that the federal government has been ordered now. He's winning the case, has been ordered to turn over and refuses to turn over. The agencies he's suing to get the shot data, and particularly data on the trials of the COVID vaccine on children who got myocarditis, who most of whom, if you look at the long term for myocarditis, will not be alive a decade from now. This is coal fire vengeance. And he has to fight them and fight them and fight them. And his donors have to donate just to get basic information the American people deserve so they can make a decision. Well, he doesn't have to sue them anymore because he's the boss. I want to know how that's going to work out, by the way. So his organization's in court. They actually had a win a few weeks ago, but the agencies still haven't turned it over. And he's now over those agencies. Does he get the shot data by walking down the hall and around the corner or across the street? Because HHS is an umbrella organization over all of these organizations. Or does he still have to fight in court to get it? I don't even know how it works because we have no precedent in human history, really, for this. And you watch that poor 12-year-old little girl who could barely answer questions on Fox News. Her parents, she needs a new heart. She needs a heart transplant. And they won't let her be on the list because she has to take the COVID shot. Her parents know that shot's going to kill her. They know the myocarditis stats. They know. They probably read Children's Defense, which is RFK's newsletter, where he comes in with link, stat. They know if they give it to her, it's going to finish her heart off. And they're like, well, you can't have a transplant if you don't get the shot. She needs that data. It's life and death for her. And for the 20% of Americans who are like, la-da-da, and they're still taking in mainstream media, they have no idea how dangerous that shot is. A lot of what we know about that shot's because of RFK. So there's this great video of him, it's basically a takeoff from an actor from The Walking Dead walking in there with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire, you know? It's one of the scariest characters on Walking Dead.
There's an image.
Yeah, it was great. And so yesterday I retweeted it and I was like, if I was going in there, like, where would I go first? You know where I'm going first? I'm going down. I'm walking in the door. I'm putting my box down, putting up my pictures of my family. And then I'm walking down the damn hall to the FDA. And I'm going to pound the desk. You know why? You are in court arguing the American people can't have the shot trial data for 75 years. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And a judge, Lee, ordered years ago that data to be turned over. And they didn't do it. So the judge had to order it again in the fall. But it was like, I don't know, six, eight weeks ago. And they're still like, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. No, we don't. Rulings don't apply to us. We're the FDA. Well, here comes RFK. Yeah, you're the FDA now, bud. Well, you're going to tell RFK he can't have the data? How's that going to work? Well, you going to go burn it in a bonfire there? What are you going to do? And I don't know. And it's going to be more hand-to-hand combat. Don't kid yourself. He's the boss now. And he was the guy fighting for you to have the most basic information about your health. I didn't even get into the CDC lawsuit where they're hiding the VAERS data. Congress created VAERS so you could call up if you had a shot injury or your doc could and fill out the form and report it in order to warn others, flag potential problems. They are hiding the VAERS data, the deaths, the myocarditis, the blood clots, the brain injuries, cancers like my father's that I know in my bones he got from that shot. I know he did. They're hiding it. They won't turn that over. Well, it's a new day in Washington, isn't it? Because there's a new boss in Washington. This doesn't happen in human history, folks. It just doesn't. Savor it. Saber, we're not going to win every fight. But this just doesn't happen. And it's good. It's really good. Justice is coming.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.